live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has been urged to stand over the promises he made to mica-affected homeowners during his visit to Donegal earlier this week. Investigations are continuing following a fatal road collision on the Letterkenny Road in Derry last night. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a worrying lack of toothless services in Donegal, and the HSE has issued a statement after a number of non-compliances were identified at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, the Taoiseach says doctors who withheld information from women affected by the cervical cancer controversy should apologise in person. The Scally report was highly critical of how women at the centre of the scandal were treated. Dr Gabriel Scally said it was verging on misogyny, and the doctors in question, who were mainly men, should say sorry. The Taoiseach agrees.
We've already done the apology on behalf of the government. The HSE at CEO level has offered an apology. But I think what now should be done, as recommended by Scally, is women being offered those individual meetings with the individual consultants who had the information and didn't pass it on, to offer that apology in person. That should be done.
Investigations are continuing following a fatal road collision on the Letterkenny Road in Derry last night. An 18-year-old woman died following the crash at around 11:30 last night, close to Nixon's Corner. Adrian Harmon reports.
Police have confirmed that an 18-year-old woman has died following a road traffic collision on the Letterkenny Road in Derry last night. The woman was a passenger in a Vauxhall Corsa that was involved in the collision at around 11:30 p.m. close to Nixon's Corner. Two other women were taken to hospital for treatment for their injuries. No other vehicles were involved in the collision. Police are appealing for anyone who was travelling on the Letterkenny Road last night and who witnessed the collision to contact local officers in Strand Road or the Collision Investigation Unit on 101.
Meanwhile, questions are being asked over what action plan, if any, is in place in the event of an emergency in the midst of ongoing roadworks in Donegal. A minor crash occurred on the outskirts of Kilmacrenan earlier today, with claims that the emergency services were delayed getting to the scene due to a stop-and-go system in place. Councillor Adrian Glacken says it's imperative that a plan is established to deal with similar situations. He says while this was a minor incident, any delay in emergency services attending a crash could have major consequences.
Obviously, these few incidents have been fairly minor incidents, but there's always a chance that a serious incident could take place. And we need a procedure and a protocol in place for if and when something like this happens, that the emergency services are not being restricted and not being held back in the traffic.
And it is more important than ever with the amount, the vast amount indeed, of roadworks and various work happening across Donegal.
Yeah, of course. Like, and while we always welcome the amount of roadwork and the roads department that are doing a great job, like, I think whatever contractors or whoever is carrying out the work, we need to get an action plan in place so that if and when a call goes into emergency services, that it can be sprung into action, and that immediately emergency service who are called to the incidents can get there without delay.
Now, this particular incident this morning at Kilmacrenan, although minor, there are claims locally that the emergency services could have been delayed by two different sets of traffic lights.
Yeah, that's the fear that locals have at the minute, that there was two sets of traffic lights en route from Letterkenny towards Kilmacrenan this morning. And obviously, as you said, it's a fairly minor incident, but that's rush hour at the morning. I think the incident happened at approximately 8:45, which is rush hour. And again, some of these traffic lights have time delays, could be 2-3 minutes. And if you don't get away straight away, you could be held back for 6 minutes at each light. So there's potentially quite a significant amount of time to be wasted there waiting on the lights to go green for emergency service.
Almost 1 million people are on hospital waiting lists. Campaigners are warning the healthcare crisis can be seen in overcrowding and understaffing. The Still Waiting Health Campaign is holding its first national protest on October the 6th ahead of Budget 2019. Chairperson Cyril Brennan says they're fighting to get the government's slunch-up care plan implemented in full.
Political manoeuvring. The political ambition is not there to implement slunch-up care. I just believe that there's ideologies there that surpass the slunch-up care. Slunch-up care was supposed supposed to remove the politics from healthcare, but obviously that's not going to happen if the government are only going to cherry pick certain elements of Sláinte Care. They're great at picking elements out of other reports when it comes to closing services, but when it comes to putting in services and investing money, they're not as keen to implement them.
Management at the Rapid Action Packaging Factory in Gaedore claim they have yet to receive full details from SIPTU of a ballot held in August in which union members voted in favour of staging a 16-hour work stoppage later this month. In a statement issued today, RAP say they are to write to the trade union calling for further clarification on the details of the ballot, including the exact wording and the number of votes cast. They also claim that employees who are members of SIPTU have informed management that these details have also not been shared with union members. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A ballot was held last month during which SIPTU members voted in favour of industrial action in response to what SIPTU says was the company's failure to recognise a Labour Court recommendation. Management say the welfare of employees is of the utmost importance and an employee forum is in place. However, to date, they say no complaints or issues have been brought to the attention of the company concerning any issues outlined by SIPTU. According to management, the company has no objection with employees joining a union, and they say on a number of occasions they've engaged in discussions with the trade union and employees. Management say in front of the Labour Court, SIPTU outlined that RAP are an excellent employer providing valuable employment in the area, and they had no issues with the company other than union recognition. RAP is calling on SIPTU to provide further clarification on the details of the ballot. They say it's their hope and belief that this matter can be resolved through open and transparent dialogue.
And the full statement from RAP is available on our website, highlandradio.com. There are further calls for a redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal to be included in Budget 2019. It's after the Taoiseach told the Mica Action Group during his visit to Donegal earlier this week that those affected by the defective block issue would be offered equal treatment to Pyrite homeowners. Councillor Martin McDermott says it's important that Leo Varadkar uphold his promises and a redress scheme is initiated as soon as possible.
Taoiseach must ensure that the upcoming budget, that there's a line in it for redress for the mica affected homes and the Shone in Donegal. And I think it's very, very important now that the Taoiseach stands by what he said when he met the Mica Action Group and fulfil the promises that every person, every home will see some type of a commitment to get a redress. And I think that, you know, over the next month, 6 weeks, that needs to be nailed down and there needs to be concrete answers. There needs to be a full commitment that there is a line in the budget, that the money will be available and that people can you know, start to get some type of a life back, that the hell that they're living in these houses at the moment.
Now, we know that this issue has been ongoing for a considerable amount of time with no real direction, up until, I suppose, maybe those comments from the Taoiseach.
Absolutely. I think it was very, very welcome, the comments that he made. It seems like they are intending to, you know, do something finally and get this over the line, because it has been going on now for 5, 6, 7 years and it's been knocked from pillar to post. But it's still vitally, vitally important that in this upcoming budget, that there is a line in the budget, that there is a commitment there, that the work will start, the redress will start, and, you know, that has to be committed, that has to be there.
Maria Cahill is calling for an apology from Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald. The North Police Ombudsman has disciplined three members of the PSNI over their handling of an investigation into child abuse allegations from 1997 to 1998 made by Maria Cahill. The findings prove the PSNI's investigation failed the Belfast woman. She says when her allegations became public, Sinn Féin allowed people to believe she wasn't credible.
I think, first of all, she owes me an apology. Secondly, she has to admit now at this stage. I mean, Sinn Féin are very fond of waving ombudsman reports around when it suits them. But what she needs to admit now is that certainly they accept that in the course of the ombudsman's investigation that he obtained contemporaneous evidence in the form of intelligence which was provided, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely proves and categorically proves my account.
The HSE has issued a statement after a number of non-compliances were identified at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar. The inspection was carried out in February with 60 residents in place at the time. The centre was compliant in 10 out of 15 outcomes inspected. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In relation to the five outcomes that were found to be non-compliant, the HSE say that a number of actions have been taken to address those issues. Multi-occupancy rooms in the short-stay ward have been reduced to 4 beds to have sufficient space between beds to provide safe care. Additional space has been provided to ensure residents have access to and retain control over all of their personal belongings. A report has been compiled by a team of architects and submitted to the HSE to upgrade the facility. Approval has been received subject to funding for the upgrade works at St Joseph's. In the interim, minor works will be undertaken in order to ensure improved privacy and dignity. Personal emergency evacuation plans are now documented for each resident. Fire drills are undertaken monthly in all areas by staff, and all vehicles are parked legally and in compliance with fire safety arrangements.
A World War II device discovered in Loch Foyle has been detonated. Police confirmed that following the discovery of the bomb, Royal Navy clearance divers attended the scene. The device was made safe by carrying out an underwater controlled explosion yesterday evening. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a worrying lack of TUSLA services in Donegal. It's after revelations that the Child Protection Agency hasn't appointed a social worker to the county to carry out childcare reports for the last 2 years. Councillor Paul Canning says this scenario is preventing parents getting access to their children and vice versa. He stressed a lot of families are affected but are afraid to voice their frustration due to the sensitive situation they're in. However, he stressed that the issue will be raised in the Dáil when it resumes.
A judge gave out yesterday at the court that he wasn't happy with TUSLA at all because they haven't appointed a social worker in Donegal to do childcare reports for the last 2 years. Now that is very serious whenever people or parents are looking for access to their children or vice versa. So I think something needs to be done to bring that to the fore. The fact that a judge has given out about it, you know, it says it all.
Now, you're also concerned that, you know, while there may be a lot of parents in Donegal affected by this, they are too afraid to speak out.
Yeah, well, you got to understand a lot of the families are affected by this, but afraid to voice their frustration due to the sensitive nature of where they find themselves. Situation was that when they arrive at court, a report is ordered by the court. TUSLA is notified, the social worker is appointed, and the case is investigated. And then they prepare a report for the court. This is not happening. And over the last 2 years, you can imagine there'll be a build-up, and there'll be frustration. Children will be getting older. Children will be going to school. They'll be missing out on all of that, simply because TUSLA's not doing a report, because there's nobody there to do the report.
Now, you have contacted your party colleague, Deputy Charlie McConlogue, on the issue. Is it hopeful that this may be raised in the Dáil when it resumes?
It's definitely going to be raised in the Dáil when it resumes. The situation, I spoke to Charlie, and Charlie's trying to get in touch with TUSLA to get to the bottom of it, but he's also raising it at the Dáil.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with a shocker in the Electricity League First Division. And after a week's break due to the Cup, there's a top of the table clash in Dublin tomorrow evening as second place Fin Harps go up against the leaders UCD. The students will be champions if they avoid defeat, but if Harps can get a result, it could cement a second placed finish with one game to play. UCD have beaten Harps twice already this season, and Harps' chances of pulling off an unlikely one at Belfield have been hampered by the injury to Mark Timlin, which has ruled him out of the game. And Mikey Place, he has been suspended. He has a one-match suspension to serve for that game. Paddy McCourt may feature, having played in the recent friendly against the Donegal League. Harps manager Ollie Horgan feels UCD have improved as the season progressed.
You'd hope he might be able to trouble them, and we hope that we might be able to trouble them. The last time he went to Belfield, and indeed the last time they came to Belfast, And while we thought we were well equipped and well prepared, it didn't turn out that way. And to be fair to them, they ran out worthy winners, in particular in Ballybuffet. We played well in the Belfield Bowl that game and still came out the wrong side of a 3-2 defeat. They're a decent side and actually have probably kicked on and got a little bit better as the season has progressed. So we'll have a work cut out, I think. I think any side in the division has their work cut out, up there in particular. I think they've only lost one game between Cup and League up there all season, and we'd need to be at our very best tomorrow night and then not going as well to have a chance of getting anything out of it. You know, a draw, I don't mean a win, to put it that way, to Oisin.
You can hear more from Ollie on our sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Elsewhere today, Dundalk's Michael Duffy has been named the SSE Artricity League Player of the Month for August. The now Republic of Ireland qualified winger scored three times last month to bring his season's total of goals to 12 from the wing. Duffy's been instrumental in Dundalk opening up a 6-point lead over Cork at the top of the Premier Division table. Cross-channel Spurs will be without both Dele Alli and Hugo Lloris for Saturday's visit of Liverpool to Wembley. Manager Mauricio Pochettino confirmed that Alli suffered an injury during England's 2-1 defeat to Spain last weekend, while Lloris remains out with a thigh injury that forced him to miss the recent defeat to Watford. At Manchester City, they have reported record revenues of just over £500 million during last season's title-winning campaign. The Premier League club have revealed profits of £10 million, the fourth successive year in the black for them. Elsewhere, Arsenal boss Unai Emery has dismissed reports of a falling out with Mesut Ozil. The German midfielder has been linked with a move to Turkey. And Scotland Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers wants to see a shake-up of the disciplinary system in Scottish football. He's been speaking 11 days on from Rangers goalkeeper Alan McGregor appearing to kick out at Celtic defender Christoph Eyer. He didn't receive a red card, and a group made up of three former referees decided retrospective action wasn't necessary. Rodgers says the panel should have a different makeup with ex-players and managers involved. In Spain, Spanish anti-doping authorities have closed its investigation into Denis Cheryshev. The Russian international's father claimed in an interview prior to the World Cup that Cheryshev had used human growth hormone to recover from injury at Villarreal. Cheryshev's father later said he'd been misquoted, but the Spanish investigation has now cleared Cheryshev of any wrongdoing. In Gaelic games, that Joe Canning could become the first player to win successive PwC GAA GPA Hurler of the Year awards. The Galway ace is part of a three-man shortlist for this season's honour. He's joined by teammate Pádraig Mannion and Limerick's Cian Lynch. And the Liam McCarthy Cup holders have enjoyed a clean sweep of the PwC All-Star Hurling nominations. All 15 of the Limerick team that started last month's final victory over Galway are shortlisted. That's only the second time since 1996. That has been achieved. In boxing, five Donegal boxers will be in semi-final action at the Ulster Senior and Novice Championships in Belfast later on this evening. Rafoe's Paul Darby, Charlie Duffy of Dunree, Sean Dean of Letterkenny, and Ellie's Golden Gloves duo Oran Shields and Michael McConaughey will be fighting in the semi-finals. The winners will go into the finals on Friday night. In rugby, Kieran Marrimon's return at scrum half is one of four changes made to the Connacht side for tomorrow night's meeting with Edinburgh in the Pro 14. Fellow internationals Alton Dinan and Nicky Adelon also make the starting 15, with Sligo prop Conan O'Donnell slotting into the front row. Bundy Aki could also make his first appearance of the season. He's been named on the bench for the game at Murrayfield. And Joey Carberry, he'll make his first start for Munster in tomorrow night's visit of the Ospreys to Irish Independent Park. Head coach Johan van Gran has made 11 changes to the side that disappointed last week to Glasgow. There's also a first start of the season for captain Peter O'Mahony. In golf, Patrick Harrington's return to form continues at the KL Open on the European Tour this week. The three-time major winner shot a 3-under par opening round of 68. Harrington is four shots off the leader, who's Ashan Wu. He shot a bogey-free 7-under par 64. And three birdies in his final seven holes helped Paul Dunn recover to carry a 1-under par round of 70. In ladies' golf, the final major of the season is taking place this week. It's the Evian Championship, and leading the way is Carlo Lotta Siganda and Maria Torres, both sitting on 6-under par after rounds of 65. In rowing, Paul and Gary O'Donovan survived a scare in reaching the final of the men's lightweight double sculls at the World Championships. The Olympic silver medalists had to battle to finish third in this morning's semi-final. And Emily Hegarty and Aoife Keogh, they went from fifth to one in their semi-final in the women's pair. Their final will be tomorrow morning. In cycling, Simon Yates, he retains his 25-second lead with three stages remaining in the Vuelta a España. The Mitchelstown Scott rider finished safely within the peloton in today's 18th stage, which was a day for the sprinters. The stage was won by Belgian rider Jelle Wallis. Tomorrow sees the peloton head to for Andorra with a finish up the Col de la Rabassa. And finally, for this evening, Irish cyclist Eddie Dunbar has joined Team Sky. The Dubliner was a member of the expanded Cork-based team Aqua Blue. Dunbar signed a deal to keep him at Sky until the end of 2019 and could make his debut this weekend at the Coppa Agostini. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, contractors across Donegal are being invited to attend an upcoming information event as it's been announced that €100 million worth of building works are being tendered for in the public sector. The contracts are for minor works across the public service, including local authorities across the country, the HSE, the OPW, the Department of Education and Chagask. Contractors across Donegal are being invited to attend the event on Thursday, September the 27th at 7 o'clock in the Clanry Hotel in Letterkenny. The event, hosted by the Local Government Operational Procurement Centre, will provide details on the framework launched to streamline the tendering process. For weather now, mostly cloudy this evening with showers. Cloudier conditions developing tonight with a persistent spell of rain turning heavy in places by the morning and lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, investigations are continuing following a fatal road collision on the Letterkenny Road in Derry last night. An 18-year-old woman died following the crash at around 11:30 close to Nixon's Corner. There are further calls for a redress scheme for mica-affected homeowners in Donegal to be included in Budget 2019. It's after the Taoiseach told the Mica Action Group during his visit to Donegal earlier this week that those affected by the defective block issue would be offered equal treatment to pyrite homeowners. The HSE has issued a statement after a number of non-compliances were identified at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorder. The centre was compliant in 10 out of the 15 outcomes inspected. A serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a worrying lack of TUSTA services in Donegal. It's after revelations that the Child Protection Agency hasn't appointed a social worker to the county to carry out childcare reports for the last 2 years. But that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, September the 13th. The death has taken place of Francis Quinn, née Call, 25 Mullaghmore Drive, Killyclaher, Oma, and formerly of Inishbofin Island, Gortahork. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Killyclaher, Oma, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays tomorrow from 10 p.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred in Birmingham, England, of Grace Herity, formerly Kilhill Kilboy, Letterkenny. Her remains will arrive at St Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Saturday at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards to the family plot at Tully Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations are need to cancer research, care of any family member or Comic Dade and Sons funeral directors. The death has taken place of Patsy McFadden, Sawmills, Kilmacrenan. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member.
The death has taken place of Anna Peoples, Lower Carnamugga, Letterkenny, remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 10:30 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs with burial afterwards in Remelton Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Kev Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Patrick Culberston Carnasol Kilmacrennan. Remains are reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Bridie Murr, Lochfad, Portneuil. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desire to the care of the aged Kilclooney, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Jeanette Gallagher, Glack, Creeslaw. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creeslaw, on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time each night from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice and the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Directors.